Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Maseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel, Le'ilui Nishmas Menachem Meir ben Naftali, and Esther Bas David.
Learning Maseches Sukkah, we're up to Daf Yud. The shiur is going to be on Daf Tesem and Beis, Daf Yud and Aleph, the sugya of Sukkah Tachas Ilon, and Mitztayr Sach Pasul Radin Sach Kashu, and Piris Lasat Ne'achama, these sugyas. The Mishnah says, "Na'isus sukkasa tachas ilon kilu asah b'seicha bais." That's possible. If you make a sukkah under a tree, it's like you made it in a house, and it's possible. And the Gemara says, "Rava said it's dafka when the ilon is tzilsa meruba mechamasa. But if it's chamasa meruba mitzilsa, then it's kosher. So the psul is dafka when the ilon is tzilsa meruba mechamasa. And that the Gemara says kasha." That even when the Elon is chamsum mitzlasa, it's also possible because you're combining the schach pasul with the schach kosher. So in this kash of the Gemara, there are three shitas in the Rishayim. Taisa's shita is that the whole Gemara's kash is dafka when the sukkah by itself is not tzilsimum mechamase. The sukkah by itself is chamsum mitzlasa, and it needs the Elon to help out to make it into Tzilsimum Mechamasai. Then there's a problem with Tzidarev. Because since you don't have the full Shia Schach from the Schach Kasher, you have to also come on to the Schach Pasal in order to make you the Shia Schach of Tzilsimum Mechamasai. So you have a Chsarin of Mitzidarev Schach Pasal by the Schach Kasher. That's the Lashon of Mitzidarev. You're combining the Schach Pasal together with the Schach Kasher to make the Shir. But if you would have a full Tzilsimum Mechamasai from the Sukkah, then even though you have a tree which is adding more schach, and the tree is a schach pasul, you wouldn't have a problem of it's time schach pasul by schach kosher, because you don't need the schach pasul. You have enough schach kosher to be kosher. That's Shita's Tosfos. The Rishonim, the Rosh, the Ran, and the Ritva bring down the sheet of the Riva and the Ravya, that hold no, that hold that there's a din, that the schach shalomal is mevatel the schach shalomato. Whatever schach pasul you have on top, that's mevatel the schach kosher that's on bottom of it. So mainly, even if you'd have tzilsimu mechamsa of schach kosher, but whatever's under the ilon, that becomes batel, that turns like into schach pasul, and mamela it won't work. The only time it will be kosher is if you have enough schach kosher that's not under the ilon to make that alone tzilsimu mechamsa. So then the schach that's under the ilon, which blames pasul, doesn't shter. Mashen kain, when you don't have enough schach that's not under the ilon, even though the ilon is chamsum mitzilasa, but it's pasul's all the schach that's under it. So these Rishonim say it doesn't make a difference what came first. It doesn't make a difference if the sukkah came first or if the ilon came first. In any case, as long as the schach that's above is mevatel the schach that's below and turns it into schach pasul. Zedah shita's balamar. The Rishonim won't make reference to the Rishonim and hold the shita. They just argue that the difference is a chiluk which came first. If the ilan came first, so then it's mevatel any schach that's above it. And that's a pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Mashen kain, if the schach kasha came first, once the schach kasha is there, and afterwards you put schach pasul on top, then the schach pasul doesn't shter. Then you go like Rabbeinu Tam, that it's okay to schach pasul on top, as long as you have the tzilsim ruba mitzdan, the schach kosher itself. These are the three shittas. The Balamar is a shtickle of das yachid. The other two shittas are brought, both shittas are brought in Shulchan Aruch. The shittas Rabbeinu Tam, that the schach on top doesn't pasul the schach on the banim. The Gemara's kash is only because the schach on the banim is chamsim ruba mitzilasa. And you need the schach on top to be mitzdarif with the shir. The mashlim the shir, but otherwise it wouldn't be absol. And you have the sheet of the Riva and the Ravya that hold that no, that any the schach on top is mevatel the schach on the banim, and they hold there's no difference which came first. The schach on top is always mevatel the schach on the banim, and the male there's a problem even if you have tzilsim ruba of the sukkah alone, but the schach on top is always mevatel the schach on the banim. But in the case where the schach on top is chamsim ruba, and the schach on the bottom is tzilsim ruba, and even if you discount all the schach that's under the schach on top, you still have tzilsim ruba, then everyone holds it's kosher. These are the two sheetas that are there in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Reish Chavav. And like we mentioned, there is another sheet in the Rishonim that makes a chiluk which came first, legabe this din of the Skach Pasul being Mevatel, the Skach Kosher. Now, Taiz brings a Raya to a Shita from the Mishnah later, Makaris the Kosher Bishbudim, by Baruchas Amitim, Yesh Revach, Benehem, Kamaisim, Ksheira. The Mishnah says there, if you have the Sukkah, half of it is Shbudin or Aruchas Amita, metal rods or things in a Makabal Tumah, and half of it is Skach, so then it's Kosher. So even though you have Skach Pasul, you have half of it Skach Pasul, but since half of it Skach Kosher, and the Skach Kosher itself is enough to be Tzil Zimruba, because half, L'das Taisus, half is enough to be Tzil Zimruba, it's good, and there's no problem that you also have Skach Pasul here. So you see, clearly, that when you have enough Skach Kosher on its own steam, the Skach Pasul doesn't shter. So that, the Rishayim say, is not a Raya, because there, they're side by side. So in Mele, the Skach Kosher is not gesteret by the Skach Pasul at all. Now, Sheikin, the Skach Pasul that's above the Skach Kosher, that's Mevatel, the Skach Kosher, that makes it the Skach Kosher shouldn't work. Taiz also brings another Raya, Lagad B'Sukkah, L'mal Mechav, that we'll speak about the Hemshech the Shia when we get to the Sugi of Sukkah, Tachas Sukkah. Now, the Mishnah Nav Yud says, Perus Aleh Sad and Ne'achama, Oy Tachteb and Ne'anishar, Oy Shepirus Lagad B'Akin of Psula, that if you put a sheet on top of the Sukkah to protect you from the sun, or on the bottom of the Skach to protect you from the falling pieces of Skach, then it's possible. And there you have a Machlekes Rishayim also. Taisus over there brings down the Shita Shebeinu Tam. He brings first the Ga'inim that say that the Sukkah is talking about as a Sukkah that's Chamsu Mitzilsa and needs the Sadin in order to make it Silsu Mechamsa. But that's very shreya, like the Rishayim asks, because the Gemara there says, Avuluna Isuk Sheira. Only if it's Mnei Chamam, Mnei Ha Nesher, but Luna Isus Sheira, Chayman of Shach. If it's still Simu Mechamsa, then it's always kosher. And if it's Chamsu Mitzilsa, so even Luna Isa will be possible. You have to say that's what the Gemara means, that you don't need it for protection because the Skach is already good. So Mel is just Luna Isa, meaning that you have still Simu Mechamsa. But there's one pshat in the Mishnah, and he brings down the Reinu Tam. And the pshat's like this, that you put up the sheet Nea Chama because the Chama is going to dry out the Schach and make it Chamsu Mitzilasa. You put up the sheet Nea Nesher because what's going to fall down is going to be so much and now the Schach is going to become Chamsu Mitzilasa. So the sheet is causing that the Schach should remain Tzilsu Mitzilasa. Then it's possible. Mashen Kane, if the Schach is Tzilsu Mitzilasa, everything's fine. You're just putting up a sheet for extra shade, or you're putting it up, tachtem le'anesher, then it's kosher, because he says, ma'ishnaf l'na'isa, as long as it's not causing the schach to remain, tzilzirum l'chamasa, then it's taka kosher. Here's a sheet that's Rishayim, the Ran and the Ritva bring, that no, that in all cases, when put up a sheet, le'acham or tachtem le'anesher, all those cases, it's pasul, because the schach pasuls. Now, Shane came when you have a Lenoisa, then it becomes bottled to the Schach. It doesn't have a Chshivus of Neatzma, it's Lenoisa, so then it doesn't passel. Now, Shane came Necham Neanesher, then it would passel the Sukkah. So we have these two Machlekes Rishaynims. Again, the machlek, over here we have a Sukkah Shetachas Ilon, where the Gemara has a problem with Starv Schach Passel by the Schach Kosher. And there we have a Machlekes, if that problem is only when the Sukkah is Chamsu Mitzilasa, or is a problem even when it's still Serum Mechamasa, that the Schach on top is Mevatel, the Schach on the bottom. And there in that Mishnah we have a Machlekes, a very similar Machlekes, where it says you put a sheet on top of the Sukkah, you put a sheet, Pirish La'asam Ne'achama, Techtem Ne'anashar, but let's talk about Aleam Ne'achama, where Rabbeinu Tam says it's only when, either like the Tshuva Sega'inim, that the Sukkah is actually Chamsu Mislasa, or like Rabbeinu Tam, that if it wouldn't be for the sheet, the Sukkah will become Chamasu Mitzilasa, then it's possible, otherwise it's kosher. And you have other Rishayim that say that no, that in all cases, if you have a sheet on top of the Sukkah, it's Mevatel the Schach, it becomes possible. Sounds mamish like a Kamat the same Machlekes. That a Mashiah Sakasha, that Rabbeinu Tam only starts when the tree is Chamasu Mitzilasa. But if the tree is Tzilasa Merub Mechamasa, so then, even Rabbeinu Tam is masking that it's possible. The whole Gemara that asks the Kasha, Mitzdarev Schach Pasul, Vadis Schach Kasher, is Dafka when it's Chamasa Merub Mitzilasa. And he says it's Mamash Meduyik in Taisus. He brings a Raya from Taisus alone that way, because Taisus asks the Kasha, that why on his own pshat, why didn't the Gemara say that the Gemara is kasha, why can't you just answer? You have tzilsim ruma without it. And so Taisa says, enechinami. The Gemara could have said that, but then you have the kasha of Maila Meimra. Now there's Taisa's held that mamish wouldn't even be a chiddish if the sukkah is tzilsim ruma chamasa on its own steam, avad and ilan that's just chamasa mutzasa, avad wouldn't passel. Wouldn't be a chiddish b'chlal about that. In fact, the Marsha, why don't you say even better? That if the sukkah is silas rum chamasa on its own steam, so then even if the ilan is silas rum chamasa, it doesn't passel. Elamai, Taisa's masking that when the ilan is silas rum chamasa, then it does passel. So in fact, the Marsha, so has it shtim, the sadin is silas rum chamasa. So according to everyone, it should be passel. The whole machlaikis over here, whether the top, whether the tree passels the schach under it, if it's silas rum chamasa, it's only when the tree is chamasa rum silasa. Then you have a machlekes. Many times it doesn't passel. The other Rishonim hold even in that case the passels. When the tree is silas rum chamasa, everyone's masking that it passels. So here we have a case of a sadin, which is clearly silas rum chamasa, and still, according to many times, it doesn't passel. So how do we answer the stira? How come a tree which is silas rum chamasa does passel, and a sadin does not passel? That's the Marsha's kasha. Masha answers that it depends which came first. And he says, the Ran says this. The Ran says on the mission of Hidlalas, a Gephavesakis, the last Vesakisis that the Gemara brought here, that Hidlalas, Rabbeinu Tam understands the mission to me like this. Hidlalas means you put on the sukkah. In other words, you put on the walls of the sukkah without the schach. Hidlalas, as the last Vesakisis, as the Gephavesakis, the last Vesakisis. The sichich al gabon, and the schach is on top of this of these things that are mechuber. The sichich al gabon. So there you have a problem because first you had the hidlalas agafmes adlasus akisus. You first had these things, and then you put schach on top of that. That's a problem, even according to Benetam, because these things that are mechuber are tilsim ruba, and memela it's possible, even though the schach is tilsim ruba. Because the first sale of the sukkah, the first sale of the sukkah came from the tzel pasul. Now the sukkah remains pasul, even though you made tzilsim ruba of the schach. So b'chai gavna that you first put up a sandin and then you put up the schach. Many times maskim that it's pasul. The case that it's kosher is fakert. You first had the schach and pirus the last sandin ne'acham otechteb ne'anishar. So you had the schach first and then you put up the sheet. So then, since the schach is tzilsim ruba, even though the sheet is also tzilsim ruba, then it's kasher. Melts miyushev the kasher with the tree. If the tree is tzilsim ruba, the tree came first. So memeler many times maskim that even though the schach is tzilsim ruba, it still remains pasul because the tzilsim ruba of this area started off with schach pasul. So memeler that taka passels it, and now even though you have a shear of tzilsim ruba of schach kasher, it remains pasul because it doesn't take it out from the psul. If this area was first mesuchach b'psul, even though now you have a sheer schach kosher to be mesachach it, that doesn't take it out of its shame soul. But if you have first the schach kosher, and then you put on a tzilsim ruba of schach pasul, that's about the kosher. So kundes lefira mashal, lefira ben etam, it works like this. If you have only chamsim ruba of schach pasul, so that doesn't shter klal uchlal, that does nothing. If you have only chamsim ruba of schach pasul, that does nothing. The only time that pasul's is when you don't have tzilsim ruba of schach kosher. So then you can't use it to mimashlim the shir. But if you have chamsim ruba of schach pasul and tzilsim ruba of schach kosher, that's always good. That's never a problem. When you have tzilsim ruba of schach pasul, then it depends. If the tzilsim ruba came first, so then it's pasul. And that's the case of Ilan. And that's the case by Hidlalas a geffen, where you put the geffen first, and then you asicha al gabon, and that passels. Mashen kain, if you had the schach kosher first, so then even the tzilsim ruba of schach passel doesn't passel, and that's the case of pirus l'asan ne'achah. This is all the Marsha. After the Marsha wrote this, he then quoted a letter that he wrote to his brother. His brother, apparently a grace agayin, wrote him that the pshat is that the two things that we're concerned with, we're concerned with the din of mitzvah of schach pasul v'ad the schach kasher. That's one problem. But then there's another problem of sukkah tachat se'ilon. The Gemara says that sukkah tachas ilan, you learn that from the pasuk. Basukah is v'loy sukkah shetachas sukkah, v'loy sukkah shetachas ilan, v'loy sukkah shetachas abayis. The Gemara says, adar ab basukah stati mashma, av nacha mitzuk basukas ksiv. You learn that from Xerus HaKosuv that the sukkah can't be tachas sukkah, and can't be tachas ilan, and can't be b'teich abayis. So you see, there's Xerus HaKosuv that passes the sukkah tachas ilan, which is tzilsim ruba. Navas. You find by sukkah tachas sukkah that it's only possible when it's 10 tefachim, when there's a 10 tefach space between the sukkah and the ilan. So that's a pshat in the Gemara. Rav was discussing the din of a'isa sukkah tachas ilan, kilo asa teicha bais. That din is dafka when there's a 10 tefach space, just like we find by sukkah tachas sukkah. There's a whole machlokes if it's a tefach, or 4 tefachim, or 10 tefachim. We have the ganze Gemara, and we pass content tefachim. So it's only possible when there's a 10 tefach space, or according to one man, there's 1 tefach, according to the other man, there's 4 tefachim. But you need a certain amount of space, a share of space, between the ilan and the sukkah. And that's the case with Tzilz Rub Mechamsa is possible. Mashen K, in the case of Pirzla, is San Nechama. Normal case where you put a sheet on top of the sukkah. There's no space between the sheet and the sukkah. Certainly not 10 tefachim. In that case, even Tzilz Rub is not a problem. That's the Teretz. Has nothing to do which one came first. And the Mashad's brother, Taka, is bothered by the Rivan, the Ravya. The Rivan, the Ravya, hold the klal that any time you have schach pasul on top, it pasuls the schach on the banim. So why do we need a gzeres hakasuv of besukais to tell you, loy tachas ilan, loy tachas abayis? Who needs a gzeres hakasuv? Typically, that there's a svara that even when it's chamshu mitzilse, even when you don't have this din, even when it's not ten tefachim, it's a din. All schach pasul on the top, pasuls the schach on the banim. So l'chay, it's very shver. And if I'm shver tak on these rishonim, on the Rivan, the Ravya, that hold that it always pasuls. Okay? He says, mash m'lek rabbeinu tam, that in the schach pasul never pasuls the schach kosher. It's okay. As long as you have schach kosher, it's fine. Now there's a new problem of shtei schachis. Even when you have two schach koshers, you have that problem. But for that, you need 10 tefachim. So therefore, when the ilan is still shmur mechamasa, so mele it's called shtei schachis. So mele, you have a problem, even according to Benetam. Mashen came by the sadin, since there's no space between the sadin and the sukkah, so you don't have the problem of shtei schachis. So mele, it's kosher. That's his brother's pshat. So the Mashar writes, he writes back to his brother, it's a geshmak of pshat, but lalach, it doesn't shtim, because you never find anywhere the Paiskim don't say that the whole din of sukkah tachas ilan is dafko and is 10 tefachim. Doesn't say it. The Gemara doesn't say it. The Paiskim don't say it. L'chayr, it sounds like that the sukkah tachas ilan is even when it's not 10 tefachim. There still is a problem when the ilan is still shiru mechamasa. So you have to say, it's chilek, that there's a difference if the ilan came first, when there's a problem, even when you don't have the problem of shtei schachis, and when the schach came first, we're there, you don't have a problem of tzils, even when the schach pasul tzils mu mechamasa. And that the brother of the Mashah had asked the kasha on the Rivan, the Ravya, why do you need a pasuk to a pasul by sukkah tachas ilan and sukkah tachas abayis? Why do you need a pasuk to pasul because of shtei schachis? Typically, anyway, the schach on the top is mevatel schach on the bottom. He says, according to the Mashah, that would be Shvarin Abayna Tam also, because since the Ilan the Bayis came first. So also, you don't need Shtei Schachas the Pasel, even if it's not 10 Tefachim in between the Pasels. But he says, Elamai, it's not so Shver. Really, the Ikka Drosh is about only for Sukkah Tachas Sukkah. Sukkah Tachas, the Ilan of Masech HaBayis, you don't need the Drosha for that. That's Pasel Mitam Achet. That's Pasel because the Schach on top Pasels the Schach on the Banim. And even according to Abayna Tam, since it was there first and it's Silsim Ruba, it passels. And the pasuk yitaka don't need. The pasuk you need for sukkah tacha sukkah. That's the Mashah. But other achreinim, the Pnei Yeshua, the Beis Meya, the Stiplum, then the Kayim al-Kaponim, the Yisayid of the Mashah's brother, and make this chilek between a Ilan and a Sadin, that the chilek is that the Ilan passels when it's still shemuba because of the Gzeris HaKosov of Basukais, that you're not allowed to have Shtei Schachais. And the Sadin doesn't pasul because that's not called Shtei Schachis. And they say, each one in their own Nusach, that there's a chilek between an Ilan, which is a Dava Kavua. An Ilan and a Bayis is a Dava Kavua. It has a Kvias, it's always there. So Mel, that has a shame Schach, even if it's not 10 tefachim away, or 1 tefach away, or 4 tefachim away, it's a schach be'etzim. Even if it's mamish together with the schach, you still have a din of shtei schachas. As long as the ilan is still removed mechamasa, about the ilan and the bais and the davar shel kviyas, you have this gzeris akasa of shtei schachas. So mele, whenever the ilan is still removed mechamasa, the baltz is an ilan, and the mele, it's and it's a davar shel kviyas, so that would passel, even if the sukkah came first, not like the marasha. So let's say you moved away the branches of the ilan, you forced the branches of the ilan that they shouldn't be on the sukkah, and then you made the sukkah, it's a beautiful kasher sukkah, and then you let the branches go. And now the sukkah is tachas the ilan. So according to the Masha, it will be kasher. But according to these acharenim, it will be pasulon, even if it's not 10 tefachim away. Because it's shtei schachais. And the reason why that's called shtei schachais, even though you don't have a distance of 10 tefachim between the two, is because the ilan is a davar kavua. So then it becomes a din schach, it has a shem schach, has a teiris, shtei schachais, even without the distance. By another sukkah, or who are then by the Sadin. It's just as Arai is the Sukkah, so Mela has to get a Teirish, a different Schach. Mechates is different Schach. Maybe it's the same Schach. So Mela, you need a Shia. The Shia is a Tefach, Fort Tefach, and we pass content for him. Mashenke and the Elon and the Bayes, Shadavah Kavua, that is a din of Shnei Schachis. So Mela, when the Elon is Sils Rum Mechamasa, that passes B'chol Inyan, out Shnei Schachis, Taka like the brother of the Mashah, but not like he says that you need a space of 10 tefachim, even doesn't have a space of 10 tefachim. Mashenke, my peers, lay aside, then there it's the same Arai as Sukkah, so mele the camp passes on Shtei Schachas, so even though the Sadin is still Shmur Mechamasa, but if the Schach is still Shmur Mechamasa, so it doesn't pass on Bechlal. That's the Pshat of the Achrein. So according to them, according to Bein Hatam, it's very good why we need the two drashas for. We need the drasha of Sukkah Tachas Sukkah when the Schach of the Sukkah is Tzilsim Ruben, then you need the drasha of the sukkahs to tell you that a sukkah tachas ilan or teicha bayis is pasul. Without the drasha, it would be kasha because the schach on top is not going to pasul the schach on the banim. But according to the Riva, it remains shver, the kasha, and why do you need the drasha of sukkah tachas sukkah to pasul a sukkah teicha ilan or teicha bayis, a sukkah tachas ilan or teicha bayis, the chay anyway, the schach on the top should pasul the schach on the banim. The Pnei Yeshua says he answers it. They couldn't find the Teretz. The Chai, you have to say like the Marashah, the Enechanam, it's Lav Dafka. And the Ikka Drash is for Sukkah Tacha, Sukkah where it's Kasher. Whenever it's Pasul, it's anyway Pasul, out the Schach on the top, being Mevatel, the Schach on the bottom, it's Tzarev Schach Pasul, behind the Schach Kasher. Now, according to the Riva and Rav Yah that hold that the Schach on the top, Pasul, the Schach on the bottom, the Chai, there'll be no Mokum to learn the Mishnah of Pirus Le'asan Ne'achama like Rebbeinu Tam. You can't learn that. It's only in a case where it's either Chamsu Mitzilasa, like the Ga'inim, or like Rebbeinu Tam, where without the Sanum Ne'achama will dry up and become Chamsu Mitzilasa. They hold that the Schach on the top passes the Schach on the Banim. And they say Mefurish. It doesn't make a difference whether which one came first. Like the Balamor, you can make that difference which one came first. But like the Rivan and the Rav Yah, the Chayr is no makam to learn like Rebbeinu Tam. And the Gaon really says this in the Biagra, in the beginning of Tafresh Chavav, that according to the Rivan and Rav Yah, you're going to have to learn the Mishnah, Pirus Le'asad and Ne'achama, Kipshutai, all cases of Sad and Pasels. But it's Shver in the Tur, because the Tur in Siman Tafresh Chavav brings both Deis, Legabe the Din of Mitztarev Schach Pasel, Bahadis Schach Kasher, and in Siman Tafresh Chavtes, he says them, like Rebbeinu Tam, that it only passes when the schach is either chamsu mitzlasa or without the sadin will become chamsu mitzlasa, but otherwise the latter have a sadin on top of the sukkah. So the Bach says a chilek that the sadin is different, just like everyone's maskamai luna oisa. It says in the Gemara luna oisa is ksheir. If you have a sheep there to make the sukkah beautiful, it's kosher. And the reason is because since it's luna oisa, it becomes batal to the schach, so it doesn't have the chashibah sufnei atzmai. So the Bach says that the Tur holds that all these cases also have the same din of Luna Isa. When you make a Sad Ne'achama, Tachtem Ne'anashar, if you make a Sad Ne'achama, since you're doing it in order to make your Sukkah more comfortable, so it also doesn't have the Cheshiv's Matzah, it becomes battle to the Schach, and it's not Mevatel the Schach that's a ban of it. Mashenke and the Elon, or these cases where you're not doing a Luna Isa, where it happens to be there, Hidlalas Agefen, so there, the schach pasul on the top is kaveh shem atzman has a chashivas, so it's mevatel the schach on the banim and melech pasul. That's what the Bach says. That's a shtickle deichik. you could learn like the Gaon, that Ein Hachinami, the Rishayim that hold over here, that the Schach on the top, Pasul Schach on the bottom, that's Gufa, what they hold. By Pirish L'Sam Ne'achamah, that the Schach on the top, Pasul Schach on the bottom. Now, the Gemara answers the Kasha of Mitzdarev Schach Pasul, Ba'adik Schach Kasha, with the Teretz, Amra Papa B'Shechavtan. We're talking about, he was Chavtan. Now, what does it mean, Chavtan, and why does it work? It's a big machlokes rishonim, the Kama Shittas. We'll try to speak out the Ikrei Shittas. Rashi learns that Chavtan means that he mixed it together. Chavtan means Shpilon, it means that he lowered it. And lowered it means that he mixed it together with the Schach. And Rashi says that he did it, Ve'ein Nirin Be'en, it's Me'urvim Eschach Kosher, and it's not Be'en, Uschach Kosher, Rabo, V'mevatla, Demidereisa, Komili, Batal, Beruba. And since you can't see the Schach Pasul, it's Me'urv, it's not Nikr Be'en, so Mele, it works because Midereisa, Komili, Batal, Beruba, everything is Batal, Bereif. So according to Rashi, it sounds like the Gemara is saying a Pasha, Adin, Bittal. Adin, a Bittal, Bereif. You have Reif, Schach Kosher, and Mi'at, Schach Pasul. The Schach Pasul becomes Batal, Bereif. Midereisa beruba batal, and Mimela becomes like Schach Kosher, and you could use it for Schach Kosher. The Rishayim learn up Rashi that he held like Taisus. The Lashon of Rashi is, Umahani tzela ilon tzela schach lahashlam tzilasa shel sukkah. That the tzela ilon works for the tzela schach to mashlam the tzela sukkah. It's mash, but the tzela of the schach is not enough to be tzilsim ruba. So here, even though the tzela of the schach alone is not enough to be tzilsim ruba, you need the Tzela Ilan also to make it Tzilsim Ruba. But now that you have Bittul Bereiv, so the Tzela Ilan could also become Schach. It's Mamish like Schach Kash. It also helps to become Tzilsim Ruba. That's Rashi Shita. And that's the Chaya Taisus has to learn also. Taisus learns that we're talking about you don't have enough Schach Kasher in order to make it Tzilsim Ruba. And he holds that the Schach Pasul Be'etzim can't be Mashlim this year. And still it works now because of Bittul Bereiv. The Bach brings the Rishayim, the Mordechai and the Rav Yoh ask the Kasha. The Bach's all at the end of Siman Tov Reish Chavav. The Mordechai and the Good ask the Kasha that why does it work? Mevatel nisla chatchila. You're not allowed to do bittul chatchila. So how come here we can mevatel chatchila and mix it together and make bittul? So the Rishayim that he brings say two teretz. First teretz is that we're talking about before Yom Tov. So there's no Issa yet. There's no Issa. It's not called Issa yet. So since the vial is not yet Issa, there's no din of Eimavala Nisla Chetchila. And the second Teretz he says is that the din of Eimavala Nisla Chetchila is a din derabanan. So Mela, derabanan were only Geizu to be Nene, to eat it or to have enough from it. But here to do a mitzvah with it, there derabanan were Geizu on Eimavala Nisla Chetchila, mitzvah lavlehenis nini, not being Nene from the Issa. He's just doing a mitzvah with it, mitzvah's lav lahenis ninu. They weren't crazy, they didn't have a mevala nisla chatchila. The Taz says in Achasvar that even on Yom Tif, the vial you're not sitting in the sukkah, it's not an isser. When you're talking about an isser, something which is asr, it's not a mevala nisla chatchila. So there's no isser mitzat atzma. There's no isser to make a sukkah, a pasul sukkah. The shal is a fiyetz and a mitzvah sukkah. So there's no din of a mevala nisla chatchila. Stam was possible for a sukkah. Now you made a kasha for a sukkah. That's not a din of a mevala and isla lechatchila. That's what Taz says, the third svara. According to the first svara the Rishayim say, you'd only be allowed to do this chavata on before Yom Tov. Let's say in Chalamayid, you have a sukkah tachasil and you want to be makshu in a Chalamayid through chavata. It'll be also, it'll be a mevala and isla lechatchila. But according to the second svara, according to the Taz svara, and according to the second svara that you're allowed to be mevat l'sachila because it's only the rabbanan and they weren't geizah by a mitzvah, or according to the Taz svara that even on Yom Tif it's not iser, it's not called an iser b'chlal, so they'd be allowed to do it. The Mishnah paskins that way that you're allowed to do it on chalamayit. Also, and there's another svara why it's mitzvah we're going to discuss soon, but this is shittas Rashi, and like we said, the Chayat Taz also much to learn that way that it goes to al tzapasha the din bittul. Now, the Ran and the Ritva, they also learn that the word Chavata means to mix it up. But they don't say anything about not being nicker, and that goes to Otzbittel. They all, it's not Otzbittel. And the Ran says with a clarkite, not shaykh to say Bittel. How is it shaykh to say Bittel if you're able to pick out, you're able to easily pick out which is the tree and which is the schach? Bittel means when you have a teruvis and you have no idea, there's no way to be mafid the teruvis, there's no way to take it apart and figure out which one's the mutter. Now, Shankin here, we could easily go and take apart the sukkah, and you'll see exactly which is the tree and which is the real, which is the skach pasul, which is the skach kosher. It's b'chal not chayach bittel. So the Ksam Sefer, it's in the Sefer, they put out a likud of all the Chdush Ksam Sefer, Masech the Sukkah, that he says that the Machlokes, Rashi and the Ran, is totally, what is din that there's no bittel b'makam that you could be makir the Isser? Because we're talking about right now, it's not nikkur. When you look at the schach now, there's no way you could tell which is kosher and which is pasul. Everything is all one big mix. But you could take apart the sukkah, and you could then verify which one is kosher, which one is pasul. So there also is a din that it's not batul. Anytime you could pull apart the teruvis and figure out which is the issa, which is the heter, there's no din bittul. But he says, it's totally, is that din derabbanan or deraisa? Rashi holds that that din is a din derabbanan. Midaraisa is batul without it. It's quite a very meduyik in Rashi. Rashi says, the midaraisa kol mili batul beruba. It sounds like there is a derabbanan dik a problem with this bittul. But there's no deraisa dik a problem. And the male, they weren't geyser here when talking about a mitzvah, talking about sukkah, they weren't geyser the din derabbanan. This din, that when you take it, when you could take it apart, you could find the isser, that din, that's a din derabbanan. They weren't geyser that din. But Shengen, the Ranolds, no. The Ranolds that an isser, that's batul, if you could figure out which one's the isser, which one's the heter, that's me deraisa not a bittul. That's bechalal not a bittul. He says there's no such thing. There's no such thing as bittul. Like the Ksam Sefer is talking the machlekes Rajbin Rosh, the famous machlekes where the bittul makes it nishapach to be mutter. Or bittul is just a din that it's a din like in Sveikis, you can go basarayiv. The Rajbos is just a din in Sveikis that you go basarayiv. It's not a din that's nishapach to become mutter. And according to the Rajba, you can't really say that it's bottle anytime you could figure it out. It's a din in Sveikis. You have no idea which one it is. You go basarayiv. Mashaken, if it's Efshel Livrei, and you could figure out which one's the Issa, which one's the Mutter, Avada wouldn't work. Shaken, according to the Rosh, it's a Sabach to become Heter when it's a Teruvis, and you don't know which is which. You go basarayiv, the Rayiv goes and is Mevatel the Isser, and makes the Isser into the Heter. So here also, even though you could take it apart, and you could figure it out, so that's a din derabanan, you're not saying Mechabitel when you could figure it out. But Midaraisa becomes Mutter, becomes Mamish Chach Kosher, and the Gabi Schach, even the Rabbanim were in Geyser. But like we said, the Ran and the Ritva hold that it's not Bittul. So what do they hold? So Lechura, in the Ran and the Ritva, you could say a Pashup Shat in the Gemara. They hold that the Gemara's case is even when the Schach is a Schach Kosher and it's still smooth Mechamsa by itself. And what's the problem? It's Dayav Schach Pasul Bad the Schach Kosher. The problem is that the Schach on top is Mevatel the Schach on the bottom and makes the Schach on the bottom Pasul. Good, so chavatan, when you mix it together, you don't have that din. That's when you have the schach on the top, it's a good schach, it's a schach by itself, has a chshivas with neatzmai, and the schach on the bottom, then it's mevatel the schach on the bottom. Shein kein, where the schach on the top is all ma'uriv with the schach on the bottom. It doesn't have a chshivas with neatzmai, and it's chamsu uben mitzulsa. So a male, it's not mevatel the schach, and a male, the schach on the bottom doesn't become batel. And mel it's machshir the sukkah on its own. Now, if you learn that way, so the halacha would be that it's dafka when chavata would only work when the schach on the bottom is taket tzilzmum chamsa by itself. Now, the problem is that the schach pasul is mevatel because on top of it, yeah, but if it's all mixed together, so then it doesn't become, it's not mevatel it. And the army shining that hold this way. The Ramban holds this way. The Magen Mishnah brings it, it's and we have it in the Chedush Ramban also. The place can bring it from the Magen Mishnah B'Shem the Ramban. And the Rebbeinu Yerucham brings this way, according to Navi Ezri. And the Sharet Zion in the Tafresh Gavav, Aishches, brings it from the Kolbei. The Kolbei brings such a day the way. So the Ari Shainim the whole the way. The Magen Avraham Taka Paskins this way. But the Achrayim say that, like we're going to see, the Ran and the Ritva, Hamafurish not that way. The Rosh also holds that way. So they argue on the Magen Avraham, but the Ari Shainim the whole the way. And again, so according to them, Chavat is the Pshat that it's not mevatel, that the schach on top is not mevatel the schach on the bottom, but there's no din bittel. Chavata doesn't mean that the schach pasul becomes batel. So merely you need enough schach kosher to be tzil simruba on its own. But lemaisa, the Ran and the Ritva hold that even if you don't have tzil simruba mitzad the schach kosher, you have to be mitzayef it together with the schach pasul. It's also kosher. It's also good. As long as you have rave schach kosher and you have chavatan, it's also okay. And they hold a gewaltig chiddush. Ritva says it klar. Very rachik from the derech of Taisus. Mamisha, tzoras afuchas from Taisus. Because they hold that what Taisus holds, the problem of mitzdayer schach pasul behad schach kosher, that since you need the schach pasul in order to make it tzulsa meruba, that's a chsarin, because you need that the tzulsa meruba should come only mikayach the schach kosher, that the Ran doesn't hold of. And the emes is it's mukhrich from the shita, the Mishnah says, a makaris akasa bishbudim a baruch samita, and may shrevach b'neim k'maisang sheir. Mishnah later, that if you have half shbudim and aruch samita schach pasul, and half schach kosher, so it's kosher. So Taisus, like we said before, brings us as a raya that when you have a shear of tzulsim rubim mitzad the schach kosher, the fact that you also have schach pasul, it doesn't shter. But that's Taisus l'shitasai. Taisus holds that when you have half schach kosher and half avir, that's called tzulsim rubim. We spoke about this in previous shurim. Taisus and Daf Chav Beis and Mebeis in the sugya of tzulsim rubim michamsa holds that if it's exactly half and half, that's called that you don't need tzulsim rubim michamsa. As long as you don't have chamsa mitzulsa, it's kosher, and that's kosher. That's cool. That's enough to be schach kosher. That's enough for a shir schach. Mashenkin Rashi, and the Ran also holds this way, holds that if it's exactly half schach kosher and half avir, it's possible because the chama spreads out, and you're going to have chamsa meruba in that case. So what's pshat in makaris akasa b'shbudim, where if you have half schach pasul and half schach kosher, why is it good? You don't have enough schach kosher to be tzulsim meruba on its own. If you wouldn't have the schach pasul, you'd have avir, half av and half schach kosher is pasul. So what's pshat? Zog the Ran, and the Dvar says it with more of a klarkein, because you don't need that the schach, the tzel should come all from schach kosher. You don't need that. As long as the maisa you have tzel, there is tzel. There's no chamsa meruba. There's tzel. And half of the schach is kosher, that's good enough. As long as half of the schach comes from tzelus garen v'yekev, that's cool. That's kaveya shame on the schach, that this schach is a tzelus garen v'yekev schach, because half of it is tzelus garen v'yekev. And max is kosher. Paritz ka'imid is kosher. The Gemara tells us to paritz ka'imid. Half and half is kosher. So, even though if you wouldn't have had the schach pasul, so then you grounded would have chamsa meruba. You'd have chama. Chamsa meruba is a problem. You need tzel. But here, you don't have the chama. There is no chama. Because you have the schach pasul. That's good enough. That's good enough to machshir the sukkah. So what Taisus holds is a problem, that the schach pasul is also being mitzdarif to make it tzulsim meruba. That the Ran and Vold is not a problem. It's okay if the schach pasul is mitzdarif to make it tzulsim meruba. What the Ran and the Ritva hold is a problem because the schach on top is mevatel the schach on the bottom and it makes it pasul, and now you have roiv schach pasul, that Taisus holds is not a problem. The schach on top is not mevatel the schach on the bottom. They each only hold of their problem. So Mamela, according to the Ran and the Ritva, once you have chavata and you took care of the problem that the schach on top is mevatel the schach on the bottom, because al yideyim arivit, you don't, the schach on the top doesn't have the chshivis mevatel the schach on the bottom. So now it's kosher, even if the schach kosher is chamsa meruba, but doesn't matter, because it's okay if the schach pasul is mitzuruf with the schach kosher to make it together tzulsa meruba. That's fine. As long as l'maisa you have tzel, you don't have chamsa meruba, and roiv of yischach is kosher, that's good enough. So the Ran asks the kasha, so why by makaris sukasa half is good enough, and here you need roiv? Like the Mishnah says, "Amay sichach rabba mehem." You need roiv, and their half is good enough. What's the pshat in that? Mimanushach. If schach kosher and pasul together, when you have half kosher, half pasul, that's called kosher by makaris akasa. So how come here you need roiv? So the Ran says a svara like this: that when they're each in separate places, they each have their own makam. So that gives a galaldiga chashivas to the schach kosher. The schach kosher has a chashivas. It's not mixed with anything. It's on its own. So as long as half the schach is kosher, and the schach kosher has a chashivas because it's on its own, so that's good enough. So it's cool that your schach is kosher, because half of your schach is kosher, and l'maisa, you don't have chamsa meruba, you don't have chama here, and half of your schach is kosher, it's good enough. Even though if you wouldn't have had the schach pasul, it would be pasul, because then tak, you'd have chamsa meruba, and the chama would be mevatel the tzel, and it would be a problem. It doesn't matter. You don't have the chama. You have the schach pasul taking away the chama, and half of your schach is kosher. That's good enough. Mashen came when it's mixed together. When it's mixed together, it loses its chashivas. He says, even though you could say the schach pasul also loses the chashivas, but that doesn't matter. The vart is the schach kasha loses the chashivas, it doesn't have the emes of chashivas. So mela, you can't consider the schach becholis to be schach kasha unless you have reif. The Tva says a little differently. Baal Kopanim, they're both learning that chavat is not al tzbitul b'reif. Chavat, the ik of chavat is that now the schach on top cannot be mevatel the schach on the bottom because it's all mixed together. And that they hold it works, even though you don't have a tzilsim ruba, mitzan, the schach kosher itself, is because they hold that it's okay if the tzilsim ruba comes from a tzir for the schach pasul. That's fine. And that's the pshat and makaris akasa b'shmudin. There also, you don't have enough schach kasha to be machsha, because you only have half, and half schach and half avir coin to them is pasul. That's okay. Now by shmudin, even half is good, because that's as close as b'fnei atzmai. By over here, where it's ma'ariv, so then, half is not good, you need raiv. But when you have raiv, so then it doesn't go towards bitul b'raiv, that you mean mevatel schach pasul, it's not mevatel schach pasul. So l'fidem, even if the schach pasul remains nicker, let's say the schach kosh and schach pasul are made from two completely different types of materials, that even when the ma'ariv it's nicker, doesn't matter, because the vart is not bitul b'raiv. The vart is that it's chavatim, and mele the schach and tap is not mevatel, the schach pasul and tap is not mevatel, the schach kosh and the banim. And now it works because no problem of using schach pasul to help out the tzilsim ruba according to them. The Magen Avraham points out, l'fi the ran, that doesn't go to al tzbitul, so of course there's no problem with mevatel nisle chatchila. Which is another reason why there's not a problem with mevatlis achila, besides for the reasons we mentioned before, because it's not an iser, or because the whole thing's derabanan and they weren't geyser. But here, according to the Ran, it's b'chol not a problem. There is no bittul, as I state in Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham kind of points out that the Rosh by Mekaris Akasa B'Shmudin, he says the same thing as Taisus, that the reason that he brings a raya from Mekaris Akasa B'Shmudin, that when you have a shear of schach kosher, the schach pasul doesn't shter. So he sees naming on like Taisus, and that's how he learns the sugi, is because you don't have a shear of schach kosher. Tells the Rosh himself from Mekaris Akasa B'Shmudim learns like Rashi. But not by Mekaris Akasa, the Rosh himself by Tzilsim Ruv Mechamsa learns like Rashi. That the din of, that when you have exactly half schach and half avir, that's called Chamsim Ruv, and it's a problem. So the Shailas had the Rosh learn Mekaris Akasa B'Shmudim. You don't have enough schach kosher if it's exactly half and half. Among the Rosh Master's Kashi, he says that the Gemara's Maskana there was that it was Madif, was a little bit more schach kosher than schach pasul. And mainly you do end up with the share of schach kasha that's more. Now, if either time that we don't hold of bittul, so then you don't have to learn chavata is irvan. The Ran and Vograd learn it's irvan. But the Ari Shainim, Rabbeinu Peretz and Rabshim Mikutzi, that are mashman, that even if you don't mix them together, that they're touching, if the schach kasha and schach pasul are touching each other, already that's called chavata. Chavata just means lowering, it doesn't mean mixing. And that would go like the shita, that's not on spittle. It's because the ikka is that they shouldn't have that the skach on the top is mevatel the skach on the bottom. When you lower it together, it's not mevatel the skach on the bottom. So then it works, because either the skach on the bottom is tzilsim ruba, or like we said over in the Ran and the Ritva, that once it's not mevatel it, the skach pasul could even be mitzayif with the skach pasul, with the skach kasha to make the shear. So the bi'alacha fears ice, lefizeh, that if you have a sukkah which is tzilsim ruba, and you have an ilon which is chamsim ruba, other schach pasul is chamsim ruba on top of it, and it's touching, that'll be good l'kuliyama. Because Rashi and Taisus that hold that you need iriv dafka because you need bittul, they grant a hold that tzilsim ruba is good enough. When you have the schach tzilsim ruba, it's not good enough. You don't need anything. The whole Gemara's problem is only when the schach is chamsim ruba, and you need the tzirif of the schach pasul to make it kosher. Elamai, you have the Ravya and the Rivam that hold that the schach on top is mevatel the schach on the banim. But according to them, you don't need mamisha teruvus that it shouldn't be nicker. Her touching should be good enough. As long as the mice is touching together, it should be good enough. And then, it will be kosher l'maisa l'kuliyam. And that's how it be halacha paskins. There are other pshatim in chavatan. The Ritva brings from the Ga'inim that chavata means to cut off the schach, to cut off the branches of the tree. And the Ritva was learning up the Ga'inim, you're cutting off the branches of the tree and they're not there anymore. They're gone. So l'chayra, it's pashat that it's good, and that's the Gemara's kasha, ma'ila memra. There is no schach pasul altogether. And the Gemara says ma'od the tema ligza chavata mat ena chavata means if you made a sukkah under a tree, even if you cut off the branches of the tree and there is no schach pasul altogether, maybe you'd be geyser if you didn't cut off the branch of the tree. Kamash malon, that you're not geyser. Adva says the Shvei Pshat. The Rambam also learns that chavata means to cut it off, and that's how Rabbeinu Chanan learns also. And the way that Achrayim learn up the Rambam, the Pshat is that you cut off the branches of the tree, and they're still there. They're just not mechuber. And that's the Pshat by the Hidlalayim, as the Gephim, as the Glass, as the Kisus, that chavata means that it was cut. And they're there, but they're not mechuber anymore. So why do Bichlal need the Schach Kasher altogether? The Teretz is because it's a din of Tassav Leim and Asui. That's the case of Hidlalayim, as the Glass, as the Kisus, as the Gephim. That when you have schach of mechuber, and then you cut off the schach, so now you have to do nanua. That's a sugya nafiral. If you have to do nanua, you have to pick up the schach and put it down, because otherwise it's tasav leiman asi. On that, the Gemara says, for that problem of nanua, for the problem of tasav leiman asi, then if you have sicha charbi mehen, if you have roiv schach kosher, that's good. And that's the case here also. The case here is when the tree is chamsumru mitzilasa, and it's a problem of mistarev schach kasher, bad schach pasul, wherever you learn that problem, it's talking about you cut off the branches, and now it's all schach kasher. Aye, if you cut off the branches, so what's the problem? Because you would think that now there's a problem of tasav olim and asi. Kamash mon, that since you have roiv schach kasher, so if there's no problem of tasav olim and asi. When the Mishnah says, emay sich harb mehem, aisha katzitzan, See, Chayimem is talking about Chavot, and it's talking about you cut it. But you didn't do Nanua. Aisha Katsa means you did Nanua. That's a sheet that's around in the Inyan Achreinem Amayrach about it. We'll be Mekatsa. And now let's go to Levite in the Gemara. The Gemara brings down the name of Rabbi Yirmi. The Gemara is talking about Sukkah, Al-Gabe Sukkah. And the Mishnah says, Al-Yayne Ksheir V'tachtayne Psula, Al-Yayne is Kasha because it's a good sukkah, and tachtein is possible because the problem is shtei schachas, besukkah is v'loi sukkah tachas sukkah. So Mar brings from Rabbi Yirmiya, palm is shtei m'ksheiris, palm is shtei m'psulais, palm is shtachtein k'sher yoyin p'sula, palm is shtachtein p'sula v'yoyin k'sher. So we're going to shtel zich on the case with a tachtein k'sher yoyin p'sula, because it is a machlekes rishenim. It's a machlekes in the gears of the Gemara also. The gears that we have in our Gemara, palm is shtachtein k'sher v'yoyin p'sula, Hechidami, Kagain Shatachtaina Tzils move Mechamasa. The Tachtaina Silas move Mechamasa, that's why it's kosher. The Alyaina Hamas move Mitzilasa. And the Alyaina is Hamas move Mitzilasa, that's why it's possible. The Kaimu Tarvayu Besay Cheshim. And both of them have to be Besay Cheshim. So we're not trying to Imachsha the Alyaina. Even to Imachsha the Tachtaina, you need that both of them should be Tay Cheshim. Later, the Gemara asked in Erbirmia Pshita, that what's Rabbi Yirmiya's chiddush in all these cases, the chayyim they're all pashut. So the Gemara says, "Tachtayin k'shel yain b'sulat shtrichalei, ma'u detayim nigza dil mitzdarv schach pasul badik schach kasha kamash malon." Like this case of tachtayin k'shel yain b'sulat, you would think that the tachtayin should be pasul because of gzeira of mitzdarv schach pasul badik schach kasha kamash malon. Tachtayin is kasha, we're not gezer. So Rashi learns that if the yain would be l'malam echav, so then tachtayin would be pasul because it's mitzdayim schach kasha behind the schach pasul. And even when the alyayna is teichav, so really there'd be no makam to be geyser altogether, it's all teichav. But there'd be a half a minute that a person might think that since the tachtayna is in itself tzilsimu mechamasa, he sees the alyayn, his cham shum mitzilasa, he thinks it's nothing, doesn't it's commandalesed on me. It's like it doesn't exist. So even if the alyayna is l'malam mechav, it wouldn't passel. In that case, would passel. So you would think you're geyser, and in that case, kamash mom, we're not geyser. So the mashmais of Rashi is that even when the tachtaina is tzilas rimu mechamasa by itself, as long as elyena, even though it's chamas rimu mitzilasa, but as long as it's lemala michaf, that taka passels. Which is l'chay rishver, because the rishaynim on medayik, the tur and other rishaynim on medayik from Rashi earlier, that when it says k'mistayev schach pasul, Rashi says u'mahani tzela ilan letzela schach lahashlim tzilsa shel sukkah, that the tzela ilan is going together with the tzela schach to mashlim tzel. The Rashi holds like Taisus that the top schach is not mevatel the bottom schach. It's only because you don't have enough schach kosher and you need the top schach the ilan to help you out to make a tzilas merumba, and that's like Taisus. That's like Rabbeinu Tam. But the problem of mitzdayev is because you don't have enough schach kosher. And this Rashi is mashma klar that tachtayna is still smooth mechamasa on its own steam, and still nelyena, if it's lamala michav, passels it, and that's mamish like the Riva and the Ravya, that schach passel passels the schach that's on the bottom of it. So the guy's maimini, and his brood in the Beis Yosef says that Rashi was chayzer. Rashi in the same sugi should be farish one way and then the other way, and it's a chazara. That's what it says in the guy's maimini. There are mefarshim that want to learn that this Rashi gufa means that the tachtaina doesn't have its own tzilsim ruv mechamasa. It needs the yaina to help it with the tzilsim ruv mechamasa. Well, that's gufa what the gzeir is. The gzeir is that you might be geyser in a case where the tachtaina needs the alien to help. That's what it says in the Panim Meiris. And the Pnei Yeshua Mikayach, this Fakir, once learned that the Rashi earlier that says Lahashlam doesn't mean that that you need the Elon to mashlam the Schach Kasher itself. He means Al Yidei, because the Elon's being Mavatal, all the Schach on Banim of the Elon, and mainly you needed to mashlam. And Rashi, the whole Sugya holds like the Riva and the Ravya. Either way, this is the first pshat in the Sugya, that Rashi's Geiris, that Kaima Tavayu B'tei Chesrim. And we'll go like the Riva and the Ravya, that if the Elyaina is the Malam Eshim, even though the Elyaina is Chamasim Ruba, and the Tachtoina is Silasim Ruba, but since the Elyaina is Pasul, the Psul of Lamalam Eshim, that Pasul's the Tachtoina. The only time the Tachtoina is Kasha is when the Elyaina is Teich Eshim. And what's the Chiddush that the Tachtoina is Kasha? Because you might have a Gzeira that the Elyaina should be Lamalam Eshim. It was very bothered. Why should you be Gezer such a thing? You're not Gezer Hasukha Teich Eshim at the Lamalam Eshim. Advice is here, it's different because it's two schaches. On this pshat, the Rishayim will ask from the Gemara early in the Aftala by Hutzim. The Gemara there says, if the sukkah is lamalam yashim, and Hutzim a yeridim l'teich yashim, and the Hutzim a tzalashim rubim mechamasa, and it's kosher. Why? Why don't you say that the schach lamalam yashim is mevata l'hutzim that a teich yashim? So the Ran says, there's a difference if it's two schaches or one schach. If it's one big schach, even though part of the schach is lamala meyashim, but that's not mevatel the schach that's teich eshim. It's dumi to the sor of chavatan l'chayra. It's one schach, so the apostle does not mevatel the kasher if it's one big schach. Only if it's two schaches, then the kasher is mevatel the apostle. Al kaponim, that's the chayra shittas Rashi in the sugya, that schach lamala mechav is in ganzen apostle, and he's going like the Riva and the Ravya, it even passels what's lamata. The only time the sukkah techtayna is kasher is if the elyaina is teichav. And hutzin is different, and so within the sugyan erivin of mixes schach lamal michav, mixes schach lamata michav, because there it's one big schach. There the part that's lamal michav does not mevatel the part that's lamata michav. But if it's two schaches, if they're separate from each other, the part that's lamal michav is mevatel the part that's lamata michav, and it's pasul. Taisus in his first teretz, there's also geirus like Rashi kaima tavayu teich eshim, but Taisus says that when the Gemara says that the tachtoina is tzilasim ruba, it means b'tzirif the elyaina. That's good for what it means. The tachtoina is only chamasim ruba b'tzirif the elyaina. That's why you need that kaima tavayu teichaf, because since the chamasim needs the elyaina in order to help it out. So then, it won't work if the Elyaina is pasul. It has to be tzilasim ruv mechamasa on its own steam. It's consistent with Taisus Mahalach, a mitzdar of schach pasul by the schach kosher. The schach pasul is not mevatel the schach kosher that's under it. It's just you can't use the schach pasul to work with the schach kosher. And that's a pshat in the Gemara, that ma'arot teimen nigzadil mitzdar of schach pasul by the schach kosher. That since you're also using the Elyaina, so then you'll be afraid that maybe he'll use the Elyaina, even if the Elyaina is lamala michav. Now this also stems good with Hutzin. That's why the Hutzin have to be tzilasim ruv mechamasan on their own steam, because if the Hutzin aren't tzilasim ruv mechamasan, you can't be mitzarif the schach on top with the schach on the bottom. So lefitai's first mahalach also, lamala michav is the same din as schach pasul, but gratitaisis holds the schach pasul also doesn't passel the schach on bottom of it, and if you have tzilasim ruba of kasha, the pasul doesn't passel, the same thing with lamala michav. If you have tzilasim ruba lamata michav, lamala michav doesn't passel, and that's why the tachtaina, which is tzilasim ruba, has to be dafka, because it's tzilasim ruba together with the elyaina. That's why it has to both be tavayu teichav. That's Taisa's first mahalach. Now, the Ran and the Ritva also hold the same thing, but they learned the Gemara differently. See, the Ran and the Ritva hold like the Ritva and the Ravya, that the schach on the top do pasul the schach on the bottom. But they hold that Lamal Michaf is different. Lamal Michaf is different because Lamal Michaf is not really psul, it's only machmas goiva, so mele via the schach on top do not pasul the schach on the bottom. But they hold it's not mitzvah for the schach on the bottom. That much it's not. You need tzilsim ruba from the bottom alone. It's not mitzvah for the schach on the bottom, but it doesn't pasul the schach on the bottom. So mele then goiris in the Gemara. Then Gairis in the Gemara, Tachtainik Shein Psula, Gagain Shitachtain Tzilasim Rum Mechamasa, which means on its own. Valyaina Chamasim Rum Tzilasa, the Kaimu Tachtaina Teichesh. Then I Gairis Kaimu Tavayu Teichesh. Then Gairis Kaimu Tachtaina Teichesh. Because the Yaina Tekataka Bilamalamiashim. And that's what the Chiddush is. That's the Chiddush Rabirmia. And then I Gairis Gezrinon. Then I Gairis Mountain Menigza Dilma Mitzdav Schach Possibaska Kosher. The Gairis Mound the Tay Muhammad Stair of Schach Pasu Badak Schach Kasha Kamash Malon. In other words, you would think that Schach Lamal Michaf has a din of Schach Pasu, and it's Mavatal the Schach on the bottom like Schach Pasu is Mavatal the Schach on the bottom. Kamash Malon, no. Schach Lamal Michaf doesn't have a din of Schach Pasu, and it's not Mavatal Schach on the bottom like Schach Pasu is. But Lamaisa, they hold, the Ran and Dvo hold that it's not Mitzdarif with it, and you need the Al Yaina, the Tachtaina should be. Tzilas Yerub Mechamasa on its own. And this is how the Paiskim passed. This is how it's in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Resh Chaf Ches. Taisus brings Rebbeinu Tam that holds even a bigger Chiddush. He's also Geiris, like the Rishonim, that V'kaima Tachtoina Teichashim, though Yoyna Taka doesn't have to be Teichashim. And he holds that since the Tzchach Lamal Mechav is not called Tzchach Pasul, it could even be mitzdarf with Tzchach Kosher. You don't need that the sheer Tzchach of Tzils Ruv Mechamasa should be Kosher. Even if you have part of the Tzchach that's Chamas Ruv Mitzilasa Teicheshim, as long as you have some Tzchach Teicheshim, the Tzchach Lamal Mechav can be mitzdarf with the Tzchach Teicheshim and be Machshed Sukkah. Because as I might gate the din that Lamalam Esim is not called Pasul, it's even Mitzdarif. Because B'chal not Pasul Eschach. L'chayr the Svari is, because as long as some of Yeschach is Lamatim Esim, it's not a Sukkah Shigavai Lamalam Esim Amma. It doesn't have the Psul Sukkah. And we spoke about this abyssal on Daf Dalet. So the Gemara in Avon of Mixes Eschach Lamalam Echav, Mixes Eschach Lamatim Echav is a Shikl Raya, because there it's Mashma that even if the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara sounds like that even if the part that's Lamata is Chamsim Rumba, it's good enough as long as Mixes Tzach is Lamata, Mixes Tzach Lamala, and even the one that passes there passes Midarabanan. Although there is a Pshat that the part on the bottom is Tzilsim Rumba right now, but if it wouldn't be for the Tzach Lamala Michaf, then the part on the bottom will blow away and become Chamsim Rumba. But the Pashat Pshat in the Gemara sounds like even if it's Chamsim Rumba, it's still good, but see if the top, and that would be like Rebbeinu Tam. But Hutzin is a shtickle kasha, because the Gemara says clear by Hutzin that the Hutzin, if the chamsim ruba, if tzilsim ruba, then it works. But if it's just chamsim ruba, then it doesn't work. So you have to say, and we spoke about this then, that Hutzin is worse, since Hutzin don't have a chashivas. If they're not tzilsim ruba, it's considered like all yischach is lamala michav. Upon him, we have three shittas. What the mashmayis of Rashi is that the schach lamala michav is entirely schach pasul, and even it's even mevatel the schach that's lamata michav. The Ran and the Ritva, and this is also the first test of Taisus, V'lein Mitamei, holds it's not Mevatel, the Schach and the Banim. The Ran and Ritva says, because Lamal Mechaf is not Pasul, the first test of Taisus holds not even Schach Pasul is not Mevatel, but upon him it's not Mitzdarev to the Shir, and the Minitam holds it's even Mitzdarev to the Shir of Chaf.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.